Concerns over trees at Stehakken Park Reserve was brought to the city of Delta's attention by residents last week. The city was contacted on January 11 with reports of clear-cutting occurring in the green space at 1184 Wallily Drive. Staff attended the following day to investigate the forested property, which is connected to land owned by Sawasen First Nation, TFN. Engineering Director Stephen Land told The Optimist that the nature of the work looks to be consistent with wildfire prevention to remove deadfall and fuel loads and has primarily occurred on the TFN side. No tree removal has taken place and staff have reached out to TFN and are awaiting a reply, he said. Elsewhere, the city recently also had to deal with trees which had fallen on municipal property in Sawasen. In November 2023, staff concluded a tree risk assessment for the southeast corner of Terrace Park Reserve, near the intersection of Timber Valley Road and Greenland Drive. The assessment identified 14 alder trees for removal, which was undertaken in early January. However, two trees came down before the scheduled removals due to the windstorm last Thursday. Land noted staff arborists qualified in performing assessments inspect all parks and facilities on a two-year basis, while street trees are typically assessed on an as-requested basis. In 2023, the Urban Forestry Department received 1,403 service requests to prune, remove, inspect, plant and water trees. Tree removals and replanting on city-owned properties is ongoing elsewhere, including the Chesapeake Trail in Ladner recently. That trail, located in the vicinity of 5900 Ferry Road, was cleaned up in a project that included the removal of several trees with others reduced and modified. Crews can also be seen throughout the city in recent weeks planting new trees in parks and other municipal areas. It's part of Delta's urban forest strategy, approved by Council 3 ago, which identifies a short to medium-term plan, 2020-2030, for achieving a robust and sustainable urban forest in Delta. The strategy, part of a package of tree enhancement and protection measures, lays out the goal of 40% urban tree canopy coverage, with specific targets to increase the number of trees in urban areas and along major roadways including boulevards, medians and other right-of-way areas. Based on prior experience through the Urban Reforestation Project, an estimated 300 trees could be planted annually on Delta's streets and boulevards, with approximately 100 trees in each community. If that goal is achieved, over a 10-year period, 3,000 trees could be planted on municipal streets and boulevards alone. According to the strategy document, there are many locations in which trees were either planted or grew naturally where, as they mature, may conflict with other valuable infrastructure. Such conflicts need to be managed and, in some cases, trees have to be removed.